KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says there's a suspect in custody in the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk.
President Trump on Fox News Friday morning said law enforcement officials have a person in custody in the shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him right in custody.
The president later said this.
The bottom line is they have somebody that they think did it.
As for details about how this developed, the president said, quote, somebody that was very close to him turned him in. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
ABC's Pierre Thomas says video of the suspected gunman released by the FBI may have broken the case.
The video was going to be the catalyst. They believe that for someone, the photographs, the images, for someone who knew him.
A manhunt has been underway since Kirk was shot and killed on Wednesday in front of about 3,000 people. The FBI speaking this hour. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. It's got lawmakers thinking about how to keep themselves and their staff in the Capitol safe. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
The Assembly has already started its session after a summer vacation. The Senate won't begin again until October. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0 against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year, it feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on, but it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. Right now, it's 57.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This week, we sit down with Republican Party of Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District Chairman, Ken Sikora.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Isthmus. It's not a lisp. It's where we live. WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Let's be serious about where this violence is coming from. Of extremist violent attacks in America, extremist violent murders, 76% are from right-wing extremists, 4% are from left-wing extremists. I condemn that 4%, but we also need to be honest about, as a nation, about where this violence is coming from. And oh, by the way, it's probably an appropriate time to talk about guns, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Seth Moulton, thank you. Christine said, violent left. We're not the ones holding high-powered rifles and Christmas cards with our families, but okay. Or wearing, you know, AR-15 pins. I mean, we are the ones that want to stop this gun violence, no matter what it's aimed at, Chris. I mean, and Mehdi Hasan made many of the same points. He said, there's literally no Western politician alive I can think of that incited more hate, bigotry, and violence than Donald Trump. That so many in our public life, in our quote-unquote liberal media, have just memory-holed 10 years of nonstop incitement and abuse from him is shameful. As we were saying, Jimmy Kimmel doing some of the heavy lifting, listing it last night. I mean, what is going on when comedians are doing a better job at journalism? By the way, we were saying commercial breaks were made for mindless speculation,
yeah.
as many of you are doing
right
at home. I know you are. But Sean made a good point that, you know, hopefully, because, again, we're talking about the lack of trust you would have in, you know, the most notorious liar in the world, Donald Trump, or this incompetent FBI led by, you know, a couple of podcasters.
Right.
But he was saying that, you know, he would likely have a social media. He's 22, this suspect. He likely would have a social media history that,
yep,
hopefully, because,
yeah,
I keep saying, if he is, you know, because we were saying he's rural from a red state. You know, you don't know, but you think,
right,
like, are they going to tell you if he has espoused right-wing ideology?
There are tiny blue dots in red states, so
yeah.
I'm not, you know, basing it on where he lives.
Mehdi Hasan said, so much disinformation on this site tonight in the wake of this horrific Kirk murder, with conservatives cynically suggesting that all of the political violence in this country comes from the left. In fact, it's the opposite. Here are the facts for those with short memories. The man who targeted and killed Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman was a Trump supporter. The man who targeted the home of Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro, Trump supporter. The man who wanted to hang Mike Pence on January 6th, Trump supporters. The men who targeted and killed the son of an Obama-appointed district judge, Esther Salas, was a Trump supporter. The man who tried to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and assaulted her husband was a Trump supporter. The man who was convicted trying to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer were Trump supporters. The man who sent pipe bombs to the homes of Obama and Biden was a Trump supporter. There is no equivalent or even similar list of Obama or Biden supporters who have carried out similar murders, attempted murders, or violent attacks, period. Those are just facts. That's not hyperbole. All right, I know lots of folks have lots of thoughts. Let's, Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hey, Lucretia.
Hi, yes. Good morning, everyone.
So there were some points that I did want to make, some that you already covered there, Stephanie. And my thing is that until you mentioned about like the markings on the bullets and things like that, at the time I was thinking, why are they blaming Democrats for this when we didn't know, and we still don't really know, honestly, like what his affiliation is. But as far as political-wise, you guys were quick to sit there and blame Democrats for this.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that where was the tears, where was the anger with, yes, the lawmaker from Minnesota that lost her life, her husband, and her poor dog? And then also, too, I guess they must have forgot that Santa must have forgot the attempts on the man that's in the White House that should not be there. Each one of them were Republicans, or you guys are denial and don't want to believe that happened. Now, I couldn't stand what Charlie Kirk, stood for. However, that type of violence is not, it's not warranted. It should not have happened. But up until that unfortunate moment, someone had asked in the last 10 years how many mass shootings have there been. And up until then, he just had to be, just to me, like a smartass and say, well, that all depends. Is it or was it not gang-related? When have you ever heard of a gang-related mass shooting?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. But like I say, it's unfortunate. No one is celebrating it. That is just pure disgusting. But for me, the hypocrisy, that is what has...
It is a bit staggering. Yeah. Bruiser says, MAGA says, MAGA Wright says Charlie Kirk is a martyr for freedom of expression, but still want people to lose their jobs for criticizing his rhetoric. I mean, Ron says maybe putting a podcaster and a Mar-a-Lago groupie in charge of the FBI wasn't the best plan. Yeah, starting to think that's not working out as we...
You think?
Yeah.
Someone with no depth perception.
Also, you know...
His eyes go like that.
Yeah. He might get the wrong guy just because he's like,
right.
No, not that guy.
Right.
No, the other eye.
Yeah, keeping my eye on you.
Chris Louise, this is not a time. Yes, it is. It's exactly a time
yes.
for this sort of thing.
He's keeping his eye on you. Which one?
Okay. This is from, again, both sides of the aisle. Cash Patel's Utah clown show yesterday has people mentioning Patel fired all the experienced agents who might have been able to conduct a competent investigation. Don't forget that was Patel's intent, to eliminate those most likely to tell him what he wants to do is illegal or politically motivated without basis. He wanted any trace of ethical sense in the Bureau rubbed out, and if experience and incompetence went with it, that's the price Patel was willing to pay. We will see what next steps are here. But again, thank you to the governor of Utah, who talked about bots from China and Russia actively spreading disinformation, their goal to incite further violence and create more division among us. And then we have a president doing the same thing.
Yep.
Right. And all the way. And by the way, all of these lunatics, I'm sorry, whether it's Nancy Mace screaming tranny with no. Okay. Who is Mike Lee is also despicable. Mm-hmm. So he introduced a Senate. Right, of Utah.
Yeah.
He introduced a resolution condemning the attack. Again, we can all condemn the attack. But do you remember him? His conspiracy theories after the Minnesota shootings?
Absolutely.
I mean, these are not the fringes of the internet, Chris. This is a senator. This is a United States senator. After in the aftermath of the Minnesota shootings, do you remember he posted, this is what happens when Marxists don't get their way? Well, the shooter was a right-winger, right. Of course. Right. But this is what they're going to say this no matter what, I think, in this case, too.
Yeah.
Friends have told local media he was right-leaning. While Minnesota voters don't list party affiliation, this shooter registered as a Republican in Oklahoma in 2004. Remember, Mike Lee also did that Nightmare on Wall Street? Mm-hmm. Like, it's funny.
Yeah.
About Governor somehow suggesting an alliance between the governor and the shooter. I mean, they are largely the crazy conspiracy theorists, because he later deleted these posts after widespread blowback. And remember Senator Tina
right.
Smith confronted him in person?
Yeah.
I mean.
And he was like.
And he, by the way, he averages around 70, 80 posts and retweets a day, many of which amplify far-right QAnon white supremacist conspiracy theories. So, miss me with the Democrats need to tone down the rhetoric. I mean, who's this? Oh, my God. This guy. Who's the, I don't even. Which guy is this? Hang on. Bob. I hadn't heard of him. Bob Onder. Dear God. He just, you know what? I'll save this one for John Fugelsang.
All right.
Charlie was a martyr for Jesus Christ. The bloodthirsty Marxists killed him, blah, blah, blah. I mean, just, again, before we knew anything about the shooter, Chris, just irresponsible. This one, MAGA, I can't, some of these people, I don't even, Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin.
I have audio from him.
Oh, why? Why do you hate me? He reacted furiously to the assassination. Charlie Kirk made dozens of tweets and angry comments blaming Democrats, the media, Canadians, liberal members of the European Parliament, schools
Canadians?
And university. And I don't, you know what? I don't have the bandwidth or the brain power to know why.
Okay. All right.
And more for the fatal shooting, called them 21st century brown shirts and vowing to be at war for 20 years against them. He's a retired Navy SEAL. He was at the Capitol January 6th,
first of all.
He screamed previously obscenities at Senate pages in the Capitol Rotunda, lambasted a teenage staffer at a local Wisconsin library over a Pride Month book display, erupted in what was called a curse-laden outburst during a White House briefing on the October 7th Hamas attack, lobs insults at Democratic congressmen on social media in front of cameras. This guy, okay.
Yeah, this is him talking to reporters who asked him a question.
Oh, my God, okay.
Every single one of you. Here. You're at fault. Hey, you know what? Knock it off. Knock it off.
Do you believe Republicans have a problem with
that? You are responsible for that assassination yesterday. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What about the Democratic lawmakers?
Media. He blames the, first of all, blame the media. You are responsible.
For the assassination.
See? Do you see why when I would say, but why? You don't even have the brain power to want to answer me, do you?
No.
Yeah.
Although, you know, we have a lot of listeners in Wisconsin. What up with him?
Oh, my God. Maggie in New Zealand. Wow-wee.
Wow.
Hi, Maggie.
Hello. Hi.
Hi,
how
go
are
ahead.
You?
Good, go ahead.
Hi. I'm sorry. I don't mean to change the subject, but I appreciate the chance to add to it. To explain the significance of the word enigmas in the birthday card Trump was desperate to suppress.
Right,
yes.
Right.
That word is the key that unlocks their darkest secret. And that is because enigmas is an anagram for gamine, meaning throwaway girls, waifs, unfortunate street urchins, a term made famous by the original celebrity pedophile, Charlie Chaplin, whose first wife he married at 16 after a pregnancy.
Right,
yes.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for that. Not so fun fact. The fact that Charlie Pierce, or excuse me, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Charlie. Charlie
Chaplin?
Kirk,
oh.
Yes. You know, there's a lot, and this is in MAGA circles that I'm talking about, like Laura Loomer tweets and stuff that he had, because you remember he was calling for the release of the Epstein files, and then he backed down when Trump called him personally.
Yes.
But then he came out very recently and asked again for the release of the Epstein files. Bloomberg, by the way, has acquired 18,000 personal emails that haven't been previously reported on. The dam continues to break, and it's going to continue to. Oh, by the way, can we just take a moment? Because anything that makes you feel better lifts you up. In this case, our dogs. Let's send some love and light. Sean's dog is not doing well, who we all love. I Heart Dogs said there's an unspoken rule that when your dog is sleeping on you, you don't move. Yeah, it is like Bronx Tale. Now you just can't
Same
move.
Same with cats.
Now you just can't leave.
Cats do that too.
Really?
Boots will lay on top of me and...
Oh, I will pee myself. I will... Listen, I will not move at all. Sometimes I want to, I can't sleep and I want to turn the TV back on. You can't.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
The reason why I'm a side sleeper is because if I sleep on my back, Boots will get on my chest every single time.
And I've got two of them, so it's literally impossible to move in any direction.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We love you, Jefe. Yeah. It's just, seriously, it's been a week, Chris. It's just been a week of just ugliness and hate and division. And it's just, it seems like 11 billion years ago we had a president that was any kind of, that would remember when they were supposed to help, you know, heal and unite us and blah blah blah. Okay,
even George W. Bush was a bit of a uniter at some points.
Speaking of Pete in Wisconsin, hi Pete.
Hey, good morning.
And by the way, I have to say it, Pete. Sorry, I have to say it again. We united behind George W. Bush because Democrats tend to be decent people. I'm sorry, and it was the worst security failure in our history, Pete. Do you think if this happened on Biden's watch, what would Trump do? He would be politicizing this to the rafters, right? Sorry, go ahead, Pete. Pete. He's not there, dude. All right, we'll take a break. Hey, we have a fancy author coming up.
Yes.
No better time than the book Separation of Church and Hate by John Fugelsang coming up in just a few minutes. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance. Uh-huh. Right? It's just my favorite face cream, but I did the extra syllable and the wrong emphasis for a reason.
The extra I stands for I can't believe how good you look.
Thank you. Okay, Vibrant Super C Serum. Listen up. The ingredients in just this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. Super C Serum made with the highest quality ingredients. Ooh, it smells so citrusy and amazing going on. And you can feel it working. Has vitamin C in there, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Noticeable results. You can streamline your routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current routine, you get a full refund. Vibrience.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience. Vibrience.com/Stephanie.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom, it's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
So you just got back from your summer vacation. Maybe you might even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That is Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK or text my first name Stephanie, that's STEPHANIE, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com. The code is PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Hey!
Your free Ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is catch. C-A-T-C-H. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
There's nothing quite like the perfect bra fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what their expert bra fitting specialists deliver. One-on-one fittings are tailored to your unique shape in a graceful, no-pressure environment. From everyday comfort to special occasion elegance, Allure makes sure your bra fit feels as good as it looks. Experience a new standard of personal attention coming soon to the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Stephanie Miller.
If you have half a brain.
Uh-huh. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm into pina coladas.
Yeah. I know you particularly put them in your cargo shorts when you're leaving a bar drunkenly in college. Was it in college?
No, it wasn't in college. Oh. It was in West Hollywood over here.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, it's when cargo shorts were in style.
Yeah, I was going to say, when was that?
Yeah.
Sean is
hasn't been that way for
you.
A while, but
Sean's like, "Oh, Grandpa." Okay,
my cargo shorts.
You know, I was saying, Chris, the problem is, I'm sorry, party wide on the right. There, Kash Patel puts out misinformation. Donald Trump puts out dangerous misinformation, and then they all just parrot it.
Yep.
Right? You've got Nancy Mace screaming tranny, with no information about anything. Here's Joni Ernst, Senator.
Political Ernst. Violence is never the answer. It is never the solution. And what we are finding is that when you do have those strong conservative voices speaking truth to power, you will find that when the left can no longer debate it, they can't deny the truth. The only way they can silence those voices is through violence.
They just will not admit that a vast majority of the violence is from the far right. This is Gary from Kentucky said, Steph, Kirk was pushing for the Epstein information to be released. When it comes to Donnie and Epstein, I am a conspiracy theorist. I mean, we can be forgiven because so much stuff is so sketchy that comes out of, you know. Chris is right. I just thought I should read one of these letters. Chris
what?
Is right about the writings on the cartridges.
Yeah.
Total BS. One shot with a bolt action rifle. The cartridge stays in the gun. Sounds like they planted this. And it turned out to be misinformation, of course, about pro-trans or fascist something, anti-fascist, you know, stuff on the gun. Thanks for all you do, and please thank Sean, and please give Bella my wishes for a swift and full recovery. Yes, thank you, Sean, and get better, Bella. She's has COVID,
yep.
So hopefully we'll have her back Monday. Covey said Republicans want to build a statue honoring Charlie Kirk at the Capitol, but are literally refusing to hang a plaque honoring the officers who saved their lives on January 6th when Trump supporters stormed the Capitol building because of the lies pushed by people like Charlie Kirk. I mean, the hypocrisy just goes so deep, it's hard not to mention it, Chris. Kevin in D.C. on the very same subject. Hi, Kev.
Yes, good morning. Above and beyond shooting, murdering people because of speech is wrong, period. But what I have a problem is a lot of the conservatives demanding that people who look like me and gay people and several other parties that man degenerated 24/7 should feel sorry for him. That is insane. That is completely insane.
Well, right-wingers, including on Fox News, were openly calling for violence and civil war, and then several black colleges got shut down yesterday because of threats.
Yeah.
You tell
including,
me. Why?
Yeah,
right?
Howard. Yeah, including Howard near. I drove by it earlier that morning. It's chilling. So I don't understand the opposite day bizarre world logic that they have. No We are not under no obligation to feel sorry for someone who basically talked about us being inhuman and wanted us out.
Yep, absolutely. Sorry, honey. Heartbreak. And we've got our personal comedy, Jesus, John Fugel sang next.
WMDX, Madison, living side by side with Sandhill Cranes.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Bree Stevens Field is likely getting new turf to the tune of $850,000, and the city would foot the bill. The turf at Breeze was installed more than a decade ago, and the Parks Department says it's time to replace it. According to the Cap Times, Big Top Events, which manages the stadium, is responsible for maintenance, but the city is on the hook for major repairs. The money would come from the capital budget, and the project is expected to be done early next year. And a new park is now open, and it finally has a name. The park behind the Madison Senior Center in the Mifflin neighborhood has actually been there for over a year, but it took a while to decide on a name. The State Journal reports people have wanted a park there since 1995. It's one of the few spots in Madison where residents didn't have a park within walking distance. The paper says the Parks Department wanted to name it Mifflin Park, but because it's small, neighbors wanted to save that name, hoping to someday use it for something bigger. The compromise is Capital Center Park. Today is its first full day open after a ribbon cutting yesterday. And it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices took a slight dip in Wisconsin, dropping 2.2 cents over the last week. The average on Monday is $2.95. This is 7.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, but over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have been volatile in the Midwest in recent weeks. A refinery in Indiana experienced a temporary outage because of severe weather. With the restart of BP's Whiting Refinery, Great Lakes states saw significant relief. The transition to winter gasoline is just a week away for most areas, and OPEC Plus announced an increase in oil production starting in October. This could help keep oil prices lower for longer.
That's Melissa Kay. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. Right now, it's 57.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll be on a covert operation. But we've put together a Best of Green Bay show featuring Dan Marcus, Eric Westfall, and Laura McKenna. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Life, example, and even death of Christ follower and American patriot Charlie Kirk give me hope. Sheer courage no matter the arena. Charlie, we love you. We know that you have heard the Lord's words. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Oh, dear. Pete Hegseth. Yeah. Anna Sapphire said, WTF is happening. Hegseth is eulogizing Charlie Kirk at the 9/11 at the ceremony, comparing him to the first responders on 9/11. This is an effing insult to their families, all the people who died on 9/11.
Yep.
Should we wait to talk to Frangela about them also comparing him to Martin Luther King?
Well, we have that audio.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also, there cannot be a better, I have a prop for today's segment.
What?
Why, look, it's the new bestseller, Separation of Church and Hate. You know what? I would just skip right to the best part, the acknowledgments, which say, thanks to the mighty Stephanie Miller, as well as Chris Lavoie. You didn't get a descriptor, only I did. Jody Hamilton, Travis Bone, Jim Ward, Hal Sparks, Carlos Alzraki, Francis Callier, Angela B. Shelton, Sean Kaminsky, and Isabella Gerenzer. He even went to the trouble figuring out how you spell Gerenzer.
Yeah.
I mean, the man gives and he gives and he gives. Esteemed author John
Hero. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
hello. Go get it now. Separation of church and state.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Hey.
We are so proud of you. What did I say?
Thank you. State. We are now, yes, we are finally in stores. Hey. And we're number one on a lot of charts I never heard of. Number one in world history, religion and politics, religious studies. My book's number one in Bible study. There's got to be a blasphemy chart. I'm number one in church and state and Bible commentaries and a bunch of other charts that really are real. I didn't even know. So,
Hi. John, seriously, you are so eloquent about, Christianity and the Bible all the time. But the fact that this book came out this week, this horrible week, and I just talked to Glenn Kirshner about, you and I know the kind of security we had to have for sexy liberal shows, the death threats. We had to have metal detectors and plainclothes cops and,
Well, historically, it is the liberals and people who try to change things that get the overwhelming amount of political violence and assassinations.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very rare that it happens to a right-wing person. I can think of who. I mean, where has it happened? I mean, George Wallace got shot, and that's the only other one I can think of. It's usually the idealistic person who's trying to change things, like JFK, RFK, Gandhi, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, Jesus Christ, John Lennon. I mean, Anwar Sadat was murdered by an ultra-conservative Muslim for making peace with Israel, and Yitzhak Rabin was murdered by an ultra-conservative Israeli for trying to make peace with Palestine. It's very rare that this violence is visited on the agents of the status quo. And someone like Mr. Kirk, who was proudly racist and defended racial segregation and thought ending racial segregation in this country was a mistake.
Yeah.
It's been a really hard week. I had my own dealings with Mr. Kirk. He and I tussled. He came after me a few times. I never met him. We were on a shuttle bus together at a Politicon once, and he wouldn't talk to me. It's so tragic. It's so awful in so many levels. I don't know how deeply you want to go into it.
Well, I specifically, John, just like I was saying, the timing of your book, of course, couldn't be better. I'm just really curious your thoughts on how many people are, as Hegseth just did, appropriating Christ and Christianity to talk about.
Yeah. Listen, God bless Charlie Kirk. I hope that in his death, which is tragic, that he achieves the grace and love that he denied to so many. I don't want to bash the guy, but if anyone out there can find a single teaching of Christ that Charlie Kirk ever fought for publicly, please bring it to my attention, because I've followed him publicly for 10 years. He's not a fan of Matthew 25. He's not a fan of the Beatitudes. And that, to me, is the real tragedy. I mean, we can spend all day talking about the vile things he said, and they're all out there. The stuff he said about black women, the stuff he said about, it's there. It's going to always be there,
and
no matter how much the media deifies.
And we defend his right to say all that stuff.
He has the right to say it,
and cannot condemn
and
the violence more strongly. But you can't suddenly try to say he was Gandhi, and preaching love and positivity, because that's not what he made millions doing, right?
Exactly. And if you're committing violence against Charlie Kirk because of his evil, then you're more evil than Charlie Kirk, because Charlie Kirk never shot an unarmed man,
right.
And he didn't deserve to die like that, and his kids deserve to have a dad their whole life, and Charlie Kirk deserved a chance to live more decades, and he deserved a chance to grow. Charlie Kirk is never going to get to watch Trumpism fail. He's never going to get to lose a lot of debates. He's never going to get to have his heart grow, his mind open. Charlie Kirk's never going to get to have an unexpected black friend or gay friend or trans friend who broadens his horizons and makes him a better person. All that growth is stolen from him. And one of the great tragedies is, yes, his racism is very real. And he was a bigot. He was a misogynist. He was a liar. He despised MLK. He was paid handsomely to normalize racism to young people. He didn't deserve to die like that. He boasted of his piety. He pushed zero of the actual teachings of Christ while calling for violent punishments on others. Yes, he said there's the gun deaths are worth it. All the horrible things we're talking about are all true. He still deserved a chance to grow, to become a better person. Look at how many homophobes, I talk about this in the book, how many people have talked their parents and grandparents out of so much homophobia in the last 30 years. I wrote this book because the character of Jesus is not about condemnation or being better than you or dominating your local school board. The character in the book, whether he's real or not, is about transformation. And look at Joe, you don't believe in transformation. Look at Joe Walsh. We see so much examples of it where people can get better. And I'm always going to believe it could have happened for this guy. And again, this was a guy who came after me personally.
Yeah.
And thought it was delightful when Nancy Pelosi's husband got his head bashed in. We can go over it all day. He deserved a chance to grow and be better. Yeah. And the GOP is not grieving. They're spinning. They've got to take it off guns every time. So if it's Dylann Roof, it'll be about the Confederate flag. If it's Vegas, it'll be about bump stocks. If it's Charlie Kirk, it's about the left and their violence. Yeah. Look at the stats, folks.
Rude Pundit tweeted, Charlie Kirk started the Professor Watch List, which caused friends of mine and their families to be terrorized by right-wing a-holes. So, you know, F anyone trying to find some nugget of decency in this in that S pile. Referring to Charlie Kirk. He's just talking. And Mike Nellis, who was on yesterday, said on the other website, Laura Loomer is calling me a demon while simultaneously deleting her tweets attacking Charlie Kirk over the several weeks. She must be panicked that the murderer was one of her people.
The right's doing it too. The right's saying all this conspiracy crap that he was murdered because he wanted the Epstein files released and all this Michigan. I mean, we don't know. The fact is that maybe, just maybe, now that someone they care about has been hurt by gun violence, maybe some of them will come over to our side to say, you know what, instead of placing blame, what can we do together to stop the next mass shooting? I always say sometimes it takes one degree of empathy for the Republicans, and now that someone they love has been killed, maybe they'll care. But if you're using this tragedy to spin that Democrats more pro-gun violence, then let's remember which side's been racking up the body count and saying that this is the price we have to pay because personal liberties matter more than American lives. We fought to keep Charlie Kirk alive.
Yeah.
They fought to easily arm whoever shot him.
John, I feel nothing but sadness at the irony that he was advocating for guns when he was shot.
It's terrible.
Our friend, we were saying Lalo Alcaraz, a powerful cartoonist, you know, did a cartoon of all the dead school kids and Charlie Kirk and the school kids asking him, was it worth it? You know, I mean, he was the one that said it's worth it. And it's not worth it for his children and his wife.
No,
and, you know,
no. And in his last words, and he was a kid, let's be honest. I mean, this guy was a freaking kid who was paid a lot of money and to be told he was special because he turned other kids on to right wing fascism. It's so tragic. And his last words, you watch that last exchange, and I don't recommend watching the video.
Yeah.
In his final 10 seconds on Earth, he was dishonest. He was smearing black people. He was smearing trans people. He was saying that gang violence deaths don't count because those lives don't matter. And he is never going to get a chance to repent or grow beyond this. He'll never get to open his mind and open his heart and evolve. It's just, I pray for him. And I say, God bless him. And if this shooter winds up being a liberal, let me tell you something, man. I was attacked all day by right-wing people on Twitter and by left-wing people on Blue Sky. Because I think murdering bad people is wrong.
Yeah.
And if liberals can't win on logic and facts and morality, we don't deserve to win by violence. The only thing that's going to save this country is love. Love for America and love from America. And that's why I wrote this book. And Charlie Kirk's in the book, Steffi. The Simon & Schuster lawyers actually called me up a few months ago because they didn't like that I called Charlie a grifter. And I have to go back and forth on words they would accept. They finally agreed on bamboozler. I'm not going to stop telling the truth about the guy.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't...
I'm also so not
again,
that because it
doesn't mean you're glorifying. Doesn't mean you're glorifying or celebrating the horrible thing
that happened.
No, I
wish he was alive. That's why I fought so hard to keep some guy from getting a gun.
We have a little just breaking news in terms of what information is coming out about. This is Tyler Robinson, 22, from Utah. Registered voter in Utah, does not have a party affiliation. Tyler wore a Trump-related Halloween costume in 2017.
That's according to his social media, but that's just a photo.
But this is the problem, John, where nobody, I think, at this point trusts the mainstream media, trusts this FBI, trusts Trump, in terms of...
No.
Right there, he obviously already blamed the left and Democrats. And
yes, he did.
The only thing we know so far is he had no party.
He blamed half the country.
Right.
Blamed half the country.
Yeah. John, let me just save this one for you, too, because it's just the rhetoric that all of them are using, from Jesse Waters calling for revenge or civil war. I can't remember all the right wing accounts, calling for retribution.
Yeah,
but anyway,
all of them. Like the scientist decrying violence wants more violence. I mean, this is what we're living with. It's so important for us to stay the decent people and not get off on bloody murder.
Yeah.
Murder of bad people is bad, guys.
So this is Representative Bob Onder. Is that his name? But this is, again, I talk about, misappropriating Jesus Christ and Christianity. He said Charlie was a martyr for Jesus Christ. Charlie also died as he was answering a question about the transgender cult that has gripped so much of our society and destroyed the life and health of so many of our young people. They couldn't stand for that, so they killed Charlie, martyr for the truth and for Christ. They literally will kill those with whom they disagree, just as their predecessors, leftist Marx and Stalin and Lenin and Pol Pot and Fidel Castro did.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we must know that.
And we must stand firm, and we must win in this twilight struggle.
These racist idiots saying words they don't even know.
Yep. He used to be a Missouri state senator. He introduced a license to discriminate bill that would allow businesses to refuse to serve LGBT customers.
Yeah, I'm not here to beat up on Charlie. His words are there, right? But, Charlie Kirk rejected Jesus' commandment to welcome the stranger. Charlie Kirk rejected Christ's commandment that individuals and nations must care for the poor and the sick. He rejected Christ's commandment to not execute people. Charlie Kirk thought that Donald Trump's critics should be publicly executed, that Coca-Cola should sponsor it, and children should watch. He rejected Jesus' commandment to turn the other cheek and to treat the lowest of the low as we treat him. His entire rap was about being better than other people and exclusivity. All these terrible things can be true of him, and he deserves to grow old with his kids and possibly have a chance to evolve and do better.
You posted some great tweets threads, John, about from the Methodist, United Methodist call to end gun violence.
Oh, yeah.
Our faith compels us to protect the sanctity of human life. We are called to reject a culture of fear and self-protection that fuels a cycle of violence. That's from the Methodist Church book. This is Presbyterian Church. Our faith calls on us to act on behalf of those who are most vulnerable. This includes advocating for gun control laws that will help reduce the epidemic of gun violence in our society. And then Reverend William Barber, the gospel's clear. We're called to love our neighbors as ourselves, which includes taking action to protect them from violence. Our faith compels us to advocate for common sense gun safety laws that reduce the risk of harm to our communities.
We can't take the bait. We're the side that wants to make it harder for Americans to easily get shot with guns. That's who we are. That's who we were before this. That's who we were after this. They're going to try and spin this, that it's the left who's pro-violence, and this very obedient media we're all waking up and realizing is going to sanctify Charlie Kirk's bigotry, and they're going to push this lie. When he died, this guy in the audience said, "Do you know how many trans Americans have been mass shooters?" And he said it was 5. And then he said, "You know how many mass shooters we've had?" The answer was 5,700. But Charlie wants to make it about the trans people are dangerous when it's cisgender men, 5,700. And Charlie never got to hear the words. But we know it. We know it was a lie. We know their argument is a lie because it was a lie he was spreading at the moment his life was taken. So don't give in to it. Push back on it. We have the numbers and the facts and the morality on our side. And by the way, they're going to move off of this to something else in no time. But this is a great chance to say, this is someone you loved. Can we make it harder for people to get guns now?
Yeah. John, I wanted to mention two more. Just because you're so great at picking, you know, not just the religious hypocrisy, but just in general. You said, notice.
Oh, I want to get back to penis jokes so badly when this book is done. You have no idea.
There. Settle down. We'll get there.
Go ahead, please.
We'll get there. You said, notice how MAGA's never bothered when white Ukrainian women were murdered by Russian dictators. Also, on 9/11, you said 24 years ago today, America was attacked by zero Afghans, zero Iranians, and zero Iraqis. I mean, we're just hearing that these members of this in the boat were not in this gang.
No, they were murdered.
And the boat
they
had
were murdered.
Turned around.
They
right?
were murdered.
And they're
with no
us,
evidence.
They're calling us the violent left.
No
right?
drugs, vaporized. No trial, no hearing, no evidence, vaporized, murdered. I mean, and as far as this tragic case of this woman, this is how easy it is to manipulate right-wing people. There is no group that's more easy to manipulate, and Rupert Murdoch knew that, and Rush Limbaugh knew it, and Donald Trump learned it when the liberals wouldn't like him, but the guys at pro wrestling did. A white man named Putin has murdered white Ukrainian women every day since 2022. They haven't been instructed to be angry about it. One black man kills one Ukrainian woman, and suddenly they care. Guys, they have an impaired humanity. Yeah. We got to keep on fighting, and that's why I wrote this book.
Don't tell me racism wasn't a huge part of this last election, because when a white guy shoots and kills another white guy in one of the whitest states in the country, they have to shut down black colleges in the South?
The lie about the Haitians eating pets that none of them apologize for, that we all know is a lie. That's their creed.
I'm doing product placement because our time has come to a close. We love you, John Fugelsang.
Love you all.
Separation of church and hate.
Really quick, big announcement. I'm going to do a big event at the 92nd Street Y on Thursday, September 25th. It's going to be live stream. Check it out.
Yay.
Sweet.
We love you, John.
Thank you, John.
There he goes. My personal comedy, Jesus. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Manul. I know, state of the world. We're all a little raw this week. We're a little exhausted, a little tired, a little overwhelmed. We've put together one coherent thought between the two of us all morning, Chris, at least.
That's a plus.
Yeah. Listen, there are many ways you can make a difference, make the world a little bit better. One small, easy thing you do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. They're a progressive phone company. They stand with your values. They've given to all those progressive nonprofits fighting the good fight. When you join, you get everything you need from a phone company. Fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number, and bam. So smart, so easy, and you're making a big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
The whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie. Stephanie. Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz drunk.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Lee Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Trying to digest some of this latest stuff. Can I just say, Sean, I'm so glad you're here because he's making terrific points. And we should bring those out of the commercial break. But, you know, we're just trying to make sense of a lot of this stuff. He's a registered voter in Utah, does not have a party affiliation,
right.
Wore a Trump-related Halloween costume in 2017. Don't know what that means. You know, is people considered anti-Trump or a pro-Trump costume? I don't know.
Right. It was also 8 years ago, and people can, you know, especially people that age change their views all the time.
Yeah, a lot of these kids are like nihilists.
Right.
Like, I don't, you know, and it sounds like some of it's just crazy town that you're trying to figure out, like what. Oh, but by the way, we were saying yesterday, Mike Nellis, by the way, who was on the show,
right.
Said the report that the ammo was engraved with transgender and anti-fascist ideologies being directly refuted by a senior law enforcement official with direct knowledge. Enough with the reckless speculation and rage bait posts. You're not helping. You're making it harder to catch this guy. Let law enforcement do their job. So it turns out the things that they were saying were it's a something that's about ammunition. It's not about trans.
What they thought were trans markings were actually markings from the manufacturer of the ammo.
Right. It's T something whatever.
Sure.
But I mean, this is what's wrong with having the head of the FBI recklessly speculating, and then you've got everybody on the right, you know, including, as I keep saying, Nancy Mace screaming tranny to a bunch of reporters. I mean, it's Michael in Oakland, real quick. Hey, Mike.
All right, how you doing? So, in Utah and actually in Florida and California and many states, they have a law that says that until you were 25, you were essentially deemed to have insufficient brain development to be fully responsible for your actions. That's why the shooter in the Stoneman Douglas a case, you know, the one at the high school, did not get the death penalty despite having killed, I forget the exact number, but in the neighborhood of two dozen high school kids, right?
Yeah.
If certain factors are shown in a trial. Point being, Trump already came out and said that the person should get the death penalty, knows nothing about this case. That will have tainted it. But the other issue is, if you are insufficiently brain developed in order to be responsible enough to get the death penalty, maybe you shouldn't have a gun in the first place.
Yeah,
maybe
good point. All right, Fridays with Frangela next.
WMDX, helping to keep Madison weird.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Political editor Dan Schaefer will be in to recombobulate, and we'll review the Packers' Thursday night football game. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Now is the moment we've been waiting for. With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia, now is the time for hope and for action. Held in over 600 communities nationwide, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest fundraiser for care, support, and research to fight the disease. So get out, get moving, and join WMDX at the Walk to End Alzheimer's on Sunday, October 5th at Warner Park in Madison. Join the movement at alz.org/walk.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Suspect in custody. Authorities in Utah say they have detained a 22-year-old named Tyler Robinson in connection with the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Utah Governor Spencer Cox telling reporters minutes ago.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We got him.
Family members alerting police that Robinson might have been involved. Governor Cox also talking about Discord messages from Robinson's former college roommate.
Messages related to visually watching the area where a rifle was left, and a message referring to having left the rifle wrapped in a towel.
Investigators discovered a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel in those woods behind the building where it happened. The rifle determined to be a 36-caliber bolt-action rifle with a scope mounted on top of it. FBI Director Kash Patel says law enforcement caught Robinson within 33 hours of the shooting.